Tau mata whakatangihanga ko wawo tamatea pokai whenua ki tana tahu, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, found at en.wikipedia.org. Tau mata whakatangihanga ko wawo o tamatea turi pukakapiki mō ngā horonuku poko whenua ki tana tahu is the Māori name for a hill 305 metres high, close to Porangaho, south of Waipukuro in southern Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. The name is often shortened to Taumata by the locals for ease of conversation. The New Zealand Geographic Place Names Database, maintained by Land Information New Zealand, records the name as Taumata Whakatangihanga Kōowo o Tamatea Pokai Whenua ki tana tahu. It has gained a measure of fame as it is the longest place name found in any English-speaking country, and it is the second longest place name in the world, according to Wiser's New Zealand Guide and as reported in the New Zealand Herald. The contents of this article are as follows. Section 1. Meaning. Section 2. Other versions. Section 3. Tamatea, Explorer of the Land. Section 4. In popular culture. Section 1. Meaning. The name on the sign that marks the hill is Taumata Whakatangihanga Kōowo o Tamatea Turi Pukakapiki mō ngā horonuku pokai whenua ki tana tahu, which translates roughly as the summit where Tamatea, the man with the big knees, the climber of mountains, the land swallower who travelled about, played his nose flute to his loved one. At 85 letters, it has been listed in the Guinness World Records as one of the longest place names in the world. Section 2. Other versions. Other forms of the name are stronger still. Taumata Whakatangihanga Kōowo o Tamatea Urehaya Puri Pukakapiki mō ngā horonuku pokai whenua ki tana tahu has 92 letters. An even longer version, Taumata Whakatangihanga Kōowo o Tamatea Houmai Tawhiti Urehaya Puri Pukakapiki mō ngā horonuku pokai whenua ki tana tahu has 105 letters and means the hill of the flute playing by Tamatea, who was blown hither from afar, had a slip penis, graced his knees climbing mountains, fell on the earth, and encircled the land, to his beloved. Section 3. Tamatea, Explorer of the Land. Tamatea Pokai Whenua, that is, Tamatea the Explorer of the Land, was the father of Kahungunu, ancestor of the Ngāti Kahungunu Iwi. Mention of Tamatea's explorations of the land occur not only in Ngāti Kahungunu legends, but also in the traditions of iwi from Northland, where he is said to have explored Hokianga and Kaipara harbours. In traditions from the Bay of Plenty region, he left a son, Ranginui, who is the ancestor of Ngāti Ranginui from Tauranga. Legends from the east coast of the North Island tell of his explorations in Tūranganui, Mahia, Wairoa, Ahuriri, Heratonga, and Porangaho. He travelled via the Mangako Piko Piko River, over the Titi Okura Saddle via Pohokura to Lake Taupō. The Otamatea River and Swamp is named after him. Tamatea is also the name of a place in Napier. Early South Island legends say that Tamatea sailed down the east coast. His canoe was wrecked in the far south and transformed into the Takitimu mountain range. Tamatea then returned to the North Island and travelled via the Whanganui River. Section 4. In popular culture. The name is featured in a Mountain Dew jingle, and it also appears in the 1979 single Lone Ranger by British band Quantum Jump. Kenny Everett used a padded-out version of the name as the introduction to the weekly-aired Kenny Everett video show, featuring an animated cartoon native speaking the words. It is the subject of a 1960s song by the New Zealand balladeer Peter Cape. Jet group Mako Mako, playing R&B style, composed the song Taumata, where the full name is the only word used in the lyrics. Tennis star Martina Navratilova learned to say the word when she was 10 years old. This concludes the article. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License. It is available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.